You now have 25 seconds to read the questions below. Weather stations report daily atmospheric conditions to Washington for the making of weather maps. About 100 years after the invention of the barometer, Benjamin Franklin first noted that certain storms had a rotary motion and that in the eastern portion of the United States, they traveled in a northeastern direction. This observation and the invention of the barometer led to the establishment of our Weather Bureau. In order to prepare the necessary maps, the weathermen must have accurate information from all parts of the country. At 8 o'clock every morning, the telegraph companies permit the use of their wires by nearly 3,500 weather observers scattered all over this country, Canada, and the West Indies to send messages to Washington. These reports give the barometer readings, temperatures, wind directions and speed, sky conditions, and the amount of rain or snow. They are then charted on the weather maps, and within 2 hours after the information has been received at Washington, maps are being sent to about 1,600 distributing points by radio, telegraph, telephone, and mail. The forecasts reach nearly 90,000 addresses daily by mail, the greater part being delivered early in the day and none later, as a rule, than 6 p.m. of the date of issue. They are available to more than 5,500,000 telephone subscribers within an hour of the time of issue.
Weather stations report daily atmospheric conditions to Washington for the making of weather maps. About 100 years after the invention of the barometer, Benjamin Franklin first noted that certain storms had a rotary motion and that in the eastern portion of the United States, they traveled in a northeastern direction. This observation and the invention of the barometer led to the establishment of our Weather Bureau. In order to prepare the necessary maps, the weatherman must have accurate information from all parts of the country. At 8 o'clock every morning, the telegraph companies permit the use of their wires by nearly 3,500 weather observers scattered all over this country, Canada, and the West Indies to send messages to Washington. These reports give the barometer readings, temperatures, wind directions and speed, sky conditions, and the amount of rain or snow. They are then charted on the weather maps, and within 2 hours after the information has been received at Washington, maps are being sent to about 1,600 distributing points by radio, telegraph, telephone, and mail. The forecasts reach nearly 90,000 addresses daily by mail, the greater part being delivered early in the day and none later, as a rule, than 6 p.m. of the date of issue. They are available to more than 5,500,000 telephone subscribers within an hour of the time of issue.